Welcome to episode 23, and I am so excited. I know that we've been talking a little bit about in the last episode the aspects of being an energy master, and I wanted to talk about like why it's important and then what is possible. So I've asked my friend, colleague, Jennifer Freebly to come in and talk because she's had such amazing success and she's been able to, you know, see a lot of other people and really quantified the type of success that she got from becoming an energy master. And being an energy master is really where it's at, because if you can master your own energy, then you can master your life. And that includes aspects of your body, your finances, your career, your relationships, really everything, really tapping into what our divine design is of being in well-being and being in abundance financially and other aspects and being in absolute success. And of course, having loving and supportive relationships. So I am so excited. Jenny, are you here?
I am here, Christy, and thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to, well, actually, I should rephrase that. I am excited to be talking about this so much.
Awesome. I love it. Well, you know, you actually came to one of the first events that I did when I got the download to start doing healing events. And I came out as a healer and I was channeling, but not first person like I am now, the council. So I knew exactly where to go with people. And so back in Montreal in, 2018, you came to a seminar and you weren't even in the chair. I was working on somebody else and you had your migraines healed.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible. And it was the whole thing, even about just how I had the desire to go to Montreal. And you could say that everything was part of my desire factor in terms of healing in the beginning of my quantum energy mastery journey. And it was like, I felt called to this almost in the way that parallel to how you developed.
Yeah.
Which is really, to me, I find remarkable how I was drawn. And especially because it was like my body knew that I needed that guidance and that energy. And I've gone from needing like 10 medicines to prevent migraines, along with 4 different rescue medications, to zero.
Amazing.
I have no headaches anymore, like none.
So you went from 10 medications for one ailment, one issue that you had repeatedly, chronically, and it was a lifetime of them, right? I mean, you had them.
Lifetime.
Lifetime of
since
them.
Since as a child. Yeah.
So we're talking about complete freedom of those type of just debilitating headaches, right? I mean, they're beyond a headache. They affect
They take days from you and they affect your cognition. It's not your ordinary headache. And that's what a lot of people don't understand with migraines and migraine sufferers is when they say they have it, it's like, oh, she just always has headaches. And it's not really that at all. It's actually something significant going on. But again, as above, so below that we learn in quantum energy mastery, there was something else going on and I needed to get to that and I got it.
Right.
And that was part of the magic.
Yeah. Well, I know there's been a lot of clients that I have worked with me or the client or the council now, and they're always working with the council, but have literally gone from having debilitating migraines to nothing. And we're talking about a complete change of lifestyle because you're no longer needing to prevent something, anticipating one coming up, which would limit you in some ways. Because really what we're talking about is living an unlimited life to really being free to being in alignment. And so if you're having constant chronic migraines, you're definitely not living a free life.
No, you're always worried about what's in my purse. Do I have the rescue medicine? Am I going too far from home and I'll run out? All kinds of things like that that go into your mind when you have a chronic condition, and when it's gone and you're no longer a slave to those things that help it, it's the most freeing thing in the world. And that follows through with every area of your life, not just when we're talking this, because so much more than my migraines cleared from all this. The migraines were just the beginning. It was like, okay, let's start with the tip of the iceberg and melt her down, you know?
Right.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of your successes, because you wrote, when you went through quantum energy mastery, you, and still do, writing for Medium magazine, and you wrote some really great articles as you were going through each of the 4 modules, because we have the divine as your life partner is the first module, really understanding what your source is of energy, how to utilize energy, that, you know, that it's like a treasure chest above your head, and how to tap into that. And then we go into the second module, is the body. How do you bring the energy into the body? How do you master the body instead of feeling victim to the body? And then we go into abundance and success. And then the fourth module is relationships, and not just relationships just with another human being. Of course, that is part of it, but being in relationship with everything that's loving and supportive. And so you literally broke it down module by module. So I'd love for you to share some of the successes that you wrote about for Medium magazine and how it was just the beginning for you.
Yeah. So it started in the first article. I reflected on initially even what brought me to the course, where I started getting this sense of, if it's from the divine, it's mine. And I immediately felt like I have to be in this course, and that this would bring me the clarity I needed. And immediately when I spoke with you about it, I said, you know, what do you think about this idea of me talking about everything in my life as I go through this? And you liked it. And so I did. I tracked my followers on Medium. I tracked the number of total reads of all of my articles. I tracked the people that clapped. I tracked my earnings. I started to track all kinds of different key performance indicators, I guess you could use, about your life. And in the article, I, you can share these links if you'd like.
We'll put them in the show notes for sure.
Cool. Yeah. And, you know, so one of the, you know, I talk about how this growth was just incredible, how I started to, first of all, I was finding myself being inspired with more and more articles and finding inspiration in just, hey, call this editor. Hey, reach out to that editor. And no fear of rejection whatsoever, because I kept believing and having faith in that, knowing that the divine had my back and that I needed to be in it to win it, kind of thing. And that, just do it. Just, you're hearing the advice, you're hearing the inspiration. I was in faith and I knew to move forward and do it. And 9 times out of 10, it resulted in even a bigger outcome positively than I even expected. Like, you know, now I thought, you know, it was just exciting getting my articles accepted into some of the Medium sub publications. And now I'm actually an editor for some of them. My income, from just stories, and it's not easy to make money on Medium, and it's not really the reason that I do it, and because I do it so people can find me, and they'll find me because they're drawn to me, they're meant to find me, what have you, for, you know, my coaching or whatever else that I'm doing to assist people, which are a bunch of different things. But anyway, so people started to find me through these articles. All of a sudden, I had a client email me out of the blue, and he's now a major monthly retainer client. My income quadrupled from, like, literally by the time I finished Quantum Energy Mastery, I had clients contacting me through my articles to work with them, whether it was for writing or coaching. It was incredible. And the thing is that I believed it was going to happen. I knew by putting myself out there, I didn't put any limitation on it. So I was so wildly excited and surprised that it was just, you know, I'm still giddy about it.
That's so amazing. I love it. I love it. So your health has improved, your finances improved, your career has improved, you know, like your relationships have improved. I mean, every aspect of your life. And you always say that Quantum Energy Mastery was a catalyst for the extraordinary growth in all those areas of your life and more. And it's the gift of energy mastery that keeps on giving. Would you explain that? What do you mean it keeps on giving?
So once you become a quantum energy master, you understand the fundamentals of how to basically master your energy. And what that means is that when something feels good, you're on the right path and your vibration is high and you're open to receive. When something does not feel good, and when you have an awareness of that, it's that awareness and in that moment of being able to say, hey, this doesn't feel good. And I got to process this now and work on it, not stuff it, not play pretend like, oh, I feel great. No, but actually process the emotion and then find the better feeling place. And in those processes, the evolution that you go through is so phenomenal, because love is that highest vibration. And when you start interjecting that and replacing the things that aren't so great with love, it's like the old saying, you know, if you reach for the stars, you're not going to get a handful of mud. And that energy comes from somewhere. You know, it goes somewhere. You know, it may not be the outcome you're expecting, but it's usually pretty better. Awesome and yeah, unlimited.
It's better. It's better. We in our human minds, which we love our minds and we need our minds, you know, it says it's this thing that's the pinnacle. And I love that, you know, the universe is like, really? That you think that's the pinnacle?
Yeah.
Let's give you something even better. And I
love
you that.
Silly human.
Yeah, right? It's like, I love being surprised and delighted. It doesn't feel good in the beginning because I'm like, wait a minute, it's that form. I wanted that thing. That's what my mind tells me is the thing. And then the universe is like, but wait, there's so much more. So we're going to do a whole episode on emotional intelligence in episode 25. So that's coming in the next couple episodes. And we'll talk obviously more about what are the five aspects of becoming an energy master, because it's absolutely essential. I mean, just to give you all an understanding, the council literally came through to me, and it was a couple months later. I was on a retreat with my husband. We were in the Yucatan in Mexico, and all of a sudden it was just, I got this absolute just, you know, assignment, go get a pen and paper. And so I did, and this just downloaded, and the council directed me to exactly how it's going to work. You know, it's like once a week for 16 weeks, and you will do an hour of teaching. We're going to give you exactly what you're teaching, what point. We want you to mix in your human stories with it, because that's, you know, stories teach. And then we'll come in and do Q&A. And so it's brilliant, because the information that came through from them and that continues to download is week by week, you feel just so much more expansive. I've had people like yourself, Jenny. I've had people that have gotten off handfuls of medications. I had one woman that got off 12 different medications and is now free of medications in complete and total well-being. And it's brilliant. You know, she has lost 35 pounds. She got out of $140,000 in debt. I mean, you know, it's like every single aspect of her life has improved. And then I have
probably hasn't stopped, because once you're in that flow and you've learned how to stay in that flow and maintain it and take care of yourself energetically, spiritually, et cetera, it only gets better.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does, because when you release the blocks of energy that are in limitation, and you are able to recognize that by working with the five steps that we're literally going to talk about in the next episode, in episode number 24, when you go through those steps, the biggest step where you have to work is where you recognize you have split energy. And when you understand what you need to do, it's a formula. It's a success formula that anybody can do. As a matter of fact, when the council downloaded this, they said, this is essential for every single human being. If you know how to master your energy, you literally master your money, your clients, your success, the promotions, the kind of love you have, the support,
your life,
everything that makes up your life. We actually went to the Great Wolf Lodge this last weekend. It's like a place where kids can be a kid. It's like a Disneyland, you know, resort kind of thing. But it was all about water games and slides and different things like that. And there was a lot of unconsciousness. I could feel the energy of unconscious parenting. There were a lot of people that really just did not take care of themselves. And it was like, whoa. And I could feel the energy. And most people would be like, oh, if you're sensitive to energy, I can't go near those places because there's too much energy. Well, being an energy master, I was able to recognize the energy. I was able to bring in the energy of compassion, of love, and then I was able to be the influencer of the energy instead of the energy being be influenced by the energy. And that's one of the biggest things for me is, yes, the success is awesome and the money and the, you know, all of the wonderful relationships I have. And I mean, literally all of it is just such a huge benefit. But to know that I'm free in any moment, that I don't have to avoid going somewhere because I bring the energy with me. I don't have to be influenced by it. I can be the influencer. That has made the biggest difference for me, because I am sensitive to energy, right? And I don't have to be ping-ponging all around depending on who I'm with. I could just be settled in myself and find that I'm more neutral to other people's energy.
Wow. That's a desire factor for me.
Well, see, like you said, you know, first it's the forms. right? It's like when you become an energy master, first the forms start, you know, shifting into place, whether it's the money, the clients, the accolades, the, you know, like you said, the different things that make the different components, the body, the different components that make up our life. And then, like you said, you know, 6 months later, you know, you had friends telling you, did you have work done?
Yeah. They're like, have you gotten younger? Like what's going on? What are you doing? And 20 pounds melted. I called it my COVID 20.
You lost 20 pounds.
I lost 20 pounds without any effort whatsoever, except envisioning my future self in the ideal body that I wanted to be. And what naturally happened is I was repelled by the things that my body didn't need or want. If it felt like no effort whatsoever, there was no resistance at all. And starting, and this was like March. So yeah.
So where most people gain 17 to 20 pounds, I think is the average during the pandemic, you lost weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got younger, lost weight, became like all perky, made money.
That's it. Youth. You're youthing. You know, it's like energy, aligning with light and energy is like finding the fountain of youth, because it is.
Yeah.
It literally is the opposite of stress and aging. And so, it's amazing. It really is the solution and the answer to whatever contrast someone has in their life, whatever they're bumping up against that doesn't feel like flow, that doesn't feel good, you know, that one bugaboo area that people have. When you understand that everything is energy, even that bugaboo or contrasting situation, if you shift the energy, the situation, the circumstance, the event, the experience shifts, it's universal law. Like we talked about in the very beginning of this podcast, we talked on great lengths on the first episode 3 through 9 are all about the universal laws, and master and understand those is one thing, but to know how to apply them and to master your energy, because here's the thing, inside quantum energy mastery, the council talks about the 12 powers that we have as humans. Most people don't recognize they have any power and they feel powerless. I want to ask you about that, Jenny. When you started learning about the 12 powers, and when you learned that later on in those powers is about the universal laws, right? You came through it through learning about the universal laws, as many people do, right? But that's so down the totem pole. Like, what did that do for you when you were in that class and learned, you know, and it's sprinkled throughout the whole entire, you know, experience. Yeah. But what did that do for you when you learned about your 12 powers?
So it was like, wow, wait a second. No wonder. It's like trying to grow a plant, thinking that you don't have to plant a seed in the ground first, or that you could just like take something and just like cut it and shove it in the ground and think it's going to grow, as opposed to, you know, the actual process of what happens from the beginning of a desire to its actual, you know, form. And so law of attraction and the 7 essential laws and all that essentially start in the center of the process. And so it was pretty incredible when you realize that you're taking your superpowers and you're applying them and you're using these in a whole different way. You like, whoa, wait a second. This is not only did it make it easier, but it made more logical sense.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's really what the promise is here, is that you learn to live by you as the master of your energy. And when you master your energy, because everything is energy, all energy carries a vibration, that vibration goes out into the universe and collects more things of that same vibration. So if you're the energy master and you're changing the energy, first of all, that you bring into your body, because that's a choice of energy, you're mastering whether you're depleted of energy or you decide to contain energy for yourself, which is self-love. It's not selfish. And when you then understand the energy you're sending out, the universe must shift in relation to what you as the channel for this light or this energy shifts. I mean, it literally is absolutely a universal. I mean, it works for every single person, every single time. And like I tell all the students that come through Quantum Energy Mastery, you know, as long as you are engaging yourself in the meditations, you get literally 4 months of energy meditations. They're activations, they're processes that are done by myself and the council, and they literally help you integrate everything you're learning in the classes with myself and the council every single week. And so what was your experience of that? Because you had your classes, you got to ask questions of the council, but then there was the meditations.
So the meditations were, well, the whole combo is like rocket fuel, but the meditations, having those in the morning, I did them every morning. And then, so then there'd be class in the evening. And what I often found is how well what I was hearing in the meditations or my takeaways tracked with what was going on in class and what the council was saying. And the kind of the synchronicities, if you will, like it was just, I was having more aha moments and it kept realizing that the more in alignment and faith that I was in, as I was learning this, it took away those lack things and those things that often do come up, because it kind of takes away your responsibility. When you're in faith, you don't feel those anxious thoughts. It kind of gives you the, It calms you in knowing that you're in the flow. If you're in the flow, you're fine. The universe has your back. So it's just a matter of your emotions. And that was the huge.
Yeah, it is. It's just everything. Your group, Energy Mastery Group. Yeah.
So yes. Let's talk about that. We're still friends.
Yeah.
We're all still friends, and we meet every week. We support one another. Two of them are going through Quantum Energy Mastery again. They loved it so much. One is now going through QSCA, Christy. So we've been like jumping up and down, all honoring. Like it's just been, we're all having this amazing journey together. Everyone that has gone through QEM either wants to do it again, moves on to another thing, continues to evolve, and like just spreads that light to everybody else.
Well, let's talk about that. So you get energy mastery groups, and it's something that mm-hmm. you can definitely do. It's not, you know, required or anything like that. It's just a volunteer kind of thing, but you get connected with a group of people. And for me, I think that's one of the greatest benefits, because I remember going through growth on my own 25 years ago, and I was on my own. None of my friends, yeah. None of my family. I didn't have a community. I literally created a community 15 years ago. And so that's what you get when you come into Quantum Energy Mastery, is you have people that are literally learning what you're learning, going through what you're learning, and you get to share your experiences together with the Energy Mastery Group. And so this is something that's separate. You know, you pick your own times and dates along with the people that you're working with. But like you said, Jenny, there are so many people that create this for like a lifetime. They become friends. I mean, there's so many different beautiful relationships that have been created because of this.
And the supportive friends, like I said, my group alone also has another desire factor coach in it. So it's like the energy and we just look so forward to meeting every week and sharing our wins and reinforcing kind of, you know, we all help each other too. It's like, you know, because of course in life, there's always little things that come up. And when you have the perspective of your friends that are all like-minded, boy, does that help.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it.
It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you said one other thing that I just wanted to address before we wrap up is that you said that there are people that took it again. And it's funny because we think about, oh, someone took it again. Did they fail it? You know, because that's like our traditional schooling system is like if you got held back, so you got to take it again. With this, it's very different, right? Because we're talking about spiritual principles and energy and learning how to master this. And I've had some people have taken it three times because it's not that they didn't get it the first time, or it's not that it wasn't good the first time. It was that when they learned what they learned, they were at a certain level of learning. And now that they went through the course and they come back in it, they're learning from a totally different perspective. So it goes deeper and they become even more masterful.
It's like the high diving boards. It's like, you know how there's different levels of high diving board?
Yes.
And first you like go off the lower of the high diving boards. And then that was really awesome. And you're like, okay, now let me go to the next level. And that's what taking it again does. It's like, because each time there's like a new revelation, each thing is, even if you listened in, like if you're taking Quantum Energy Mastery and you have the opportunity to listen in on the other class, because oftentimes there's an AM and a PM and class session, however you want to put it. And the takeaways are so different because the council could be answering someone's question that is different in the morning class than the nighttime class. And you have access to that too. And
well, let's mention that, because that's the funny thing is you could take an AM and the PM class, right? And I have people that do both. And the classes are very different, even though the worksheets and the support material that you get for the class, the council is constantly telling me, like I'll be speaking, say in the the PM class, and then they'll tell me a story that someone needs to hear, or they'll tell me to tell a story that someone needs to hear, but that I didn't tell that story in the first class. And so I've had people that go through both AM and PM classes. They take both of them and they say to me, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I came to the PM class because this really got me. Whereas you didn't share that story in the AM class, right? And then, but yet people in the AM class needed to hear the particular story or the way I said something or the inspiration that the council gives me. And so it's always about the configuration of people that are in a specific class because the council holds everybody in consciousness. You guys are going to get to meet the council more intimately as we start going into the other episodes, like episode 27, 28, and those kind of episodes. I'm going to bring in the council and they're going to speak on different aspects of the desire factor. So you all haven't had the privilege of me channeling for you yet in this capacity anyway. But when you do, when you feel their energy and when you hear their wisdom, understand there's so much more layering that goes on because they are collective consciousness. And so they see the collection of consciousness that comes to a class and they know what each and every person needs. And that's the coolest thing, Jenny, is that every single
person, uncanny.
It is. It's really funny because you could have 40, 50 people in the class, say, right? That's the max.
Yeah.
And every single person wanted something different and left with getting what they wanted.
Almost completely. Like where one person would ask a question and literally you'd have what? Like a dozen people saying, whoa, that answered everything I was wondering. Or then in a roundtable group, someone talks about the earlier morning class and then guess what? Your question gets answered there.
Right.
So there were so many ways that the messages came through that it was just so like abundant in its energetic jolt.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So
it is. I'm just fangirling you.
I know. So for anybody that is thinking about taking quantum energy mastery or you want to learn more, again, the next two podcasts, we're going to talk about the five steps to energy mastery in episode 24. We're going to talk about emotional intelligence on episode number 25, because if you remember from episode 22, when I talked about the five aspects of being an energy master, emotional feelings is one of the biggest ones. It's huge. So I'm doing a whole show just on that. But if you feel ready, if you want to talk to someone about it, learn more if this is for you, you can book a call with Kim. So you can email Kim, K-I-M at ChristyWhitman.com to talk to Kim. She's my program concierge. Or if you know you're just ready, you're like, this is what I need. We start on October 5th. We have two live, it's always live sessions that start twice a year. So if you're listening to this at a later date, we always do like a spring and then a fall. And this might just be for you the thing that helps you feel powerful, full of your wisdom, in love, you know, in full faith, that literally brings you to a place of feeling like you finally are getting this thing called life and you get to choose to thrive and to feel good. So
it's life changing. It's like the Decoder rings.
Say something about that.
It's like basically we've been given the little keys to how to unlock the combination lock that allows us to align ourselves energetically and stay in that really nice place.
I love it. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for being my guest. Thank you for sharing your experience of quantum energy mastery. I'm really grateful that you have literally quantified. And like I said, in the show notes, we're going to put those articles that Jenny wrote for Medium magazine as she was going through each of the different modules so that you can get a better understanding too. You can always, of course, go to thedesirefactor.com/energy and learn more or just enroll if you're ready. Thank you so much, Jenny. And thank you.
You're so welcome.
Please write a review. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what questions that you have for us. We are happy to share those on the show. And we appreciate you. Appreciate your trust. Thank you for listening. Bye, everybody. Have a great day.